And here's Melissa and our special guest, Dina.
Good morning, Joni. How
good
are you?
Morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
That's wishing we would have a summer, but I'm beginning to give up on that.
Yeah.
So, Dina, I understand there's something happening next week.
Yes. Yes, there's a little thing going on called the Southeast Alaska State Fair. It starts on Thursday, the 27th, and ends on Sunday, the 30th.
Okay.
And there's lots of things going on in between.
And lots of things related to gardeners. And
yes.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. We have a garden tour that will be happening. And you want to give us a little bit of detail on that?
Oh, yes, of course. The garden tour, this will be its third year. And the tickets are $10 a piece. And 20 people are allowed to come. All the tickets need to be purchased ahead of time. They'll meet in the garden, in the community garden area, at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, on the 30th. And they will be carpooling, gathering together, and each sharing their cars and things. The gardens this year, it's very exciting. It's all community gardens in our community. And so they're going to be going to Found Root and then Blythe's Garden. And then the Henderson Farms.
Oh, nice.
I think it'll be really great. It's going to be done by noon. Mm-hmm. It's right when the fair starts.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I think, really interesting to do this, because it's lots of conversation both with the gardeners that we're going to go visit, and then, of course, amongst the folks that are on the tour. And people can get their tickets at the
information booth.
Okay.
And also at Haynes Friends of Recycling booth.
Okay, at the fair and at the bookstore now?
Yes.
In advance?
Yes,
yeah, so,
at the bookstore too.
Yeah, since it's limited to 20, it's a good idea to get there and get your ticket if you want to go. Jerry, who was our co-host last week, Jerry and I took a tour yesterday, and we went to Blythe's and to Found Root and to Henderson. And it's really interesting. There's a lot to learn from all three of them. They're different. Blythe's is her own personal garden, but she's got this amazing orchard going and all kinds of things happening, and a really good permaculture setup that I think people will enjoy seeing. Found Root is, of course, going into the seed saving, selling business.
And where is that at?
They're all really close together off of Comstock Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then from there over to Henderson Farms, where people can get involved if they want to. They have some criteria for how people can become a member of the Henderson Farm crew, and it's another additional thing you can do besides a community garden. So very interesting. I learned a lot yesterday just taking a look at what everybody's doing. So
I think it's exciting, too, that the first year we had four people. Mm-hmm. And last year we had nine.
Uh-huh.
So it's increasing every year as people are understanding what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very exciting event, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Good to do. And then we're also going to be doing some composting at the fair. So there'll be a chance for people to collect compost for their home gardens if they want to. And Dina, you want to talk about why we're doing that?
Well, I think it's the partnership with Haynes Friends of Recycling is a really good partnership for both of us, both the fair and the recycling activities. Part of our mission statement is that we're an educational organization, and we do that. We enrich the activities of the community with, like, our exhibit hall by allowing people to bring in their creative things that they've made and then display them, but also for other people to see them and learn from them and then be inspired by what other people do. And we also have information booths that are rented by different organizations. This year we have NCAD and Search, who are going to be sponsoring the smoke-free fair that we are encouraging people to do this year. There will be no smoking on the grounds, only outside. We have two smoking areas just outside the gate. So that's something that's very exciting, and people are really excited about that. I think that'll be a good thing for us to do. But I think that being such a large scale and having so many people involved with recycling and composting is a good educational tool for people to see what can be done on such a large scale to, and how easy it is, so that it's something they can do at home. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we'll really encourage them to buy the recyclable plastic, not plastic, but silverware.
It's compostable, made out of plant starches.
Yeah.
And paper. Some items are paper, but all of the food courts serviceware are compostable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some, well, there are a few things that are recyclable, but we're working on that too.
Yeah, so last year was the first year that Haynes Friends of Recycling, and disclaimer, I chair the board, the first year that we did the compostable portion. We've been doing recycling of aluminum and plastic and cardboard and tin cans for a number of years, and we will continue to do that. We take about 800 pounds in our trailer and probably in, I don't know, a total of maybe 1,000, 1,500 pounds of recyclables out of the fair every year. And then last year we took compostables out, and we took out about 40 giant garbage bags of compostable material.
Good for you.
That was food scraps and paper and the plant starch, so-called silverware, cups, napkins, all of that kind of thing. And so we will be doing that again. There were we last year after the we did all of this, it was quite a project. We got feedback from all of our volunteers and are going to try and make it a lot simpler process this year. We'll have monitors out in the food court that will be wearing either fluorescent green T-shirts or green aprons. And so come to them if you have. We're laughing because Dina's making the aprons, and this has been one of those projects that does not seem to want to get itself done. But anyway, we will be wearing these either fluorescent green T-shirts and or aprons, and you can come to us with any kind of questions. So we're working towards making it a zero waste event.
Right on.
Yeah, and we're learning a lot in the process. So, and what happens then is that there's compostable materials available for anybody, any gardener. Just come on by the Haynes Friends Recycling booth, and we'll be glad to send you home with a bag of compost fixings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa, how long does it take for a bag to compost?
You know, it's amazing how fast this can happen. I took compost from a neighbor's wedding on the summer solstice on June 21st, and I was turning it a couple of days ago, and it's about half composted already, and that's in a cold summer. So in the summer here, you can get a lot of stuff to break down within a month. And I'm north facing. I'm not, you know, one of these south facing people that has lots of warmth. Some stuff will take a little bit longer. And it is a case of you want to spread things apart. You want, if you take one of these bags, you want to compost it right away. Do not sit on that bag for 4 days, or you will have a bag full of things you're not going to be happy about. But it's important to spread it out within your compost bin, water it down, add some nitrogen, as in weeds without seed heads, and or, you know, grass clippings or whatever you've got, some good nitrogen in there, and it'll break down really fast. You know, not totally, but it will come along really well. There's some other fair garden activities that are going on with flowers and fruits and veggies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll be taking in the exhibits on Friday and Saturday. Those will be like the non-perishable items, and then those will all be judged on Sunday. So this year, we've changed it a little. This year, you have all day Friday and all day Saturday, 9 to 5, to get your exhibits in. And then on Wednesday, we will be bringing in the perishable things, which are baked goods and crops and veggies and flowers. And so those will be judged on Wednesday. After people bring, they can bring their items in from 9 to 1, and then after that they get judged. So that should be pretty, it should be pretty exciting. It fills the exhibit hall with really amazing smells and colors, and they're really nice. It's a really good exhibit.
Do you need more volunteers for judging and all of that, or do you have, or is that pretty well set?
Well, we can always use more volunteers. If anyone is interested in helping us with any of those things, I mean, we'd be more than happy to take people's efforts, you know, and not just the exhibit hall, but all over the fair with rides and games and things. Yes, please call us. That'd be great.
Yeah, the recycling composting group could use some more volunteers too. So yeah, so call the fair and let us know if you are available. Back onto the educational portion of all of this, I always really enjoy looking at the flowers and the fruits and the veggies, because to me it's just it's educational to see what people can do.
And inspirational.
Totally. So it's a lot of fun to go look at it, even if you don't have an entry. It can be a good motivator. Cooperative Extension will also be there with a bunch of flyers that they have.
We will be.
Yeah, and those are always really interesting. We save the leftover flyers from the fair and put them at one of the grocery stores in town after the fair, so you can pick up what's left. But there's always lots of good information there for root maggots and slugs and all of those things.
There's canning information. Mm-hmm. And Darren Schneider is the Cooperative Extension Fellow. He'll be having a little talk on Friday at 1 o'clock. If you meet him in the exhibit hall at his table, he will then take the group of people that are interested in it and walk around the fairgrounds and talk about things that people might be interested in. He will also be going to the community garden, and they'll be talking about composting and all kinds of things. So that's available for people to as well.
Okay, and with Darren again, when is that again?
That's Friday, which is what? Let's see, that's the 29th. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 28th, I guess. Friday at 1 o'clock in the exhibit hall at his table.
Okay.
Cooperative Extension table.
Yeah, and that's, Darren's really knowledgeable and always lots of good information that you can get from him. So thank you. So what's the website for the fair?
The website is www.seekfair. That's SEAKFAIR. .org, all small letters.
Okay,
small
so things. lots more information that's available there. And the fair is not just all about education. I understand that there's some food that's served
some food
there.
And a little bit of fun.
And some
it's a little bit of fun.
A little bit of music.
A little bit of music.
Yeah.
We have to maintain that fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great time. So thank you, Dina, for all of that fair information. I wanted to follow up quickly. Last week, we had a question that came in about getting rid of thistles.
Okay.
And one of the questions that we sort of discussed but had not researched before, the kind of our open discussion here, was can you dig out the thistles? And I got home to an email saying, you cannot dig out thistles. They have a deep root. Sometimes it can go down as far as 3 feet.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you could dig them out if you want to dig a 3-foot hole. But it's a runner root. And if you'll, as you're digging out the root, if you do that, you will accidentally tear off small roots that are going to sprout new plants. And so trying to dig something out like that is just essentially a way to spread it.
What do you do?
So what we talked about last week is you just go out with some pruning shears and cut it off right at the ground. And every time you see it come up, cut it back down. And then what's happening by continuing to cut the stem and the leaves off is that you're getting rid of all of the energy producers. They're called leaves. And eventually the root will just give up and die.
Okay.
So that's the way to do that. It does take time to kill them off by just pruning them down, but it will work.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's the deal. Don't try to dig them out. Things to start doing now in your garden in our last couple of minutes here. Garlicscapes are, if you're growing garlic, you'll see these little round loop-de-loop. Yeah, kind of look like a goose head, maybe a little bit if you have an imagination. They're curly things that are growing on the stems. You want to cut those off because that's going to be the seed head. And what the garlic plant will do is put its energy into making seeds rather than making the garlic bulb.
Okay.
So cut off the scapes, and then you can stir fry them. You can blanch them. You can chop them up, put them in bags. You can pickle them. Mm-hmm. I just chop mine up, put them in baggies that I label and date. and put them in the freezer, and then I use them as in soups and things. Yeah, label and date. Keep records. That's my song, isn't it? It's also time to start thinking about ordering garlic to plant in September or the very beginning of October. There's a lot of seed catalogs around with those. Music garlic is my favorite. Other people use other things. And watch for mold in greenhouses and hoop houses. Watch for ventilation. Get anything moldy out of there now because it will spread.
All right. Words of wisdom. Get anything moldy out of there. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so
much.
You. And lots going on. Fairs coming up. Lots of volunteer opportunities. Lots of composting opportunities.
Absolutely.
All over the place. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.